could go chicken wing, chicken wing. I don't know. That's as far as I go. I don't know the rest of it.
Hot dogs and balloons.
See, you would know.
Welcome to another super exciting episode of Critical Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Rick the Rizzo, along with my co-host,
The Mig One. And this is a critical look at all things TV, movies, gaming, upcoming creators, and whatever the hell we free like talking about. You could go chicken wing, chicken wing. I don't know. That's as far as I go. I don't know the rest of it.
Hot dogs and balloons.
See, you would know. Speaking of hot dogs, episode 194 brought to you by Oscar Mayer. Do you know why?
What?
Because Deshaun Watson is throwing more wiener in stripper spaces. Too soon?
Not too soon. I mean,
masseuses, excuse me.
It's kind of funny. I saw another article that his lawyer came out and was Deshaun Watson's lawyer. One of the women that supposedly is already throwing this lawsuit, she said, oh, it was consensual. But yeah, she still wanted to blackmail him.
Nice. Oh, you calling it blackmail?
Yeah, she said it was blackmail the first time. Like, she was trying to blackmail him for 30,000.
Well,
and he goes, but if it was consensual, there's no need to.
Exactly. So I posted that on Twitter earlier. You know, I made that joke about throwing more wiener than Oscar Myers. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, keep it in your pants. But we don't know, because here in America, you are innocent till proven guilty. Notice I said innocent till proven guilty. But as we all know, if you're a man, or even a woman, actually, this happens, it can take both ways. If your name gets hit with that, and if you're a teacher, a lawyer, a doctor, or some other shit like that that has involved with people, oh, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Your career is over. You might as well just cut your neck and go.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of people, some person said, you know, he's probably, I see this is all happening, but he's probably going to settle out of court. Okay, if he does that, that's 17, 14 women right now. But still, then you're like,
I just find it funny that it's all happening all at once.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the term called, witch hunt?
Yeah.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
It seems like everybody wants to pile on now because the first person came out and said something. Now everybody wants to jump on and get their share of the pie. And, you know, I don't know how much of this is actually, and here's the sad part. You don't know how much of this is true. You don't know how much of this is false. Now, I imagine it probably did happen, but who's to say the girl didn't egg it on? And that's the thing with athletes about the, and I'm not trying to take Deshaun's side or trying to take the woman's side, is that if you go back and look at history, how many times have you heard the stories about, or you hear from other NBA players that, who have had it to stay out of that kind of thing, that women would literally get into their hotels where they were at and throw themselves at them trying. I mean, there were some that were brazen would get past security to get to them, to their hotel rooms. And some of the guys who were already married didn't want anything to do with that because obviously, you know, didn't want to catch the shit. Of course, some people did that. And hence, you had players with 9 kids from 9 different women. So it happens in football. A lot of these women, we're going to call these what they legitimately are. And this is not all the women in the world. It's just these women. Gold diggers.
Yeah.
They're all looking for that payday. All want to have that baby. All want to have that baby from that guy because they think he going to be the next Deshaun Watson, next Joe Montana coming out of her. And she won't be rich. So there's a lot of that crap, too. So as an athlete or someone in that kind of position, you got to know better.
Yeah.
So, and okay, now he's going to a masseuse to get a massage or whatever. I understand that. But, you know, when you start doing that, you're in a towel or sometimes you're completely, you know, you got shorts on, but sometimes they're mostly ass naked. And it depends on what you're getting massaged. Now, as far as I know, in high school, they actually had a person who would massage your legs or your knees or your calves. It wouldn't massage. You know, you'd always have to be dressed. But they did that for you.
They're called trainers.
Yeah, exactly. So you have a trainer. You mean to tell me the Houston Texans don't have a fucking goddamn trainer that can take care of him when he's in pain, whether it be on the road, off the road, whatever. Or if he's doing this when he's not, so he's going for the freaky deaky. Or he's going to have fun. Or maybe he likes it. Who knows? You can't really say anything. A lot of people like massages. It's very calming. But as an athlete, he has to be aware of that situation. He can't just go to Larry Joe's, we rub you tight right here, or Mary, we give you the reacharound.com. You know, he got to go to legit shit, man. I'm serious. I mean, as an athlete, you got to know that. You can't put yourself in that situation. Now, if these 14 women are all a bunch of bullshit, all a bunch of lies, and they coerced him and whatnot, and he went along with it because, you know, hey, I'm Deshaun Watson, and these ladies like me, and
Or what do you think if the lawyer that all the women are going to? Because you realize they're all going to that one lawyer.
Yeah, yeah. You think maybe he's got something behind it. Maybe he wanted to rub Deshaun Watson. I don't know. But see, a lot of this is
oh, God.
Well, I'm being serious. I mean, you don't know. You could say all kinds of things and all kinds of whatchamacallits and innuendos. I mean, who's to say that Deshaun doesn't – that's the way he gets excited. I mean, you don't know that, and that's nothing wrong. That's him. The thing is, again, I mean, if you watch a lot of TV, you watch a lot of shows, and watch a lot of court stuff, and you pay attention to things, you realize that it takes two to tango.
Yeah.
And if he's doing this in a special in a spot, they could have reported him, probably got him there. The company could sue, too. So why is the company, whoever these people are working for, why haven't they come forward?
True.
And why haven't they jumped in on the lawsuit? Because it happened in their locations.
It's like, okay, now they're hearing this. They're going to hear our podcast and say that all of a sudden they're going to jump in. That would exactly be so fucked right. up shit. It's no. like, Mike, what did you start?
But no, seriously. I mean, I guess the point I'm trying to make is he's not married, so he's not cheating, okay? He's not raping people either. I mean, obviously, slapping someone in the face with your genitals is considered assault. Not rape. It's assault. But because you're doing it with your penis, now I guess you can consider it. I don't know how that works. I don't know the legal term. I thought rape was a legal term of insertion. I didn't think it was more or less a slap you in the face.
Is that, hey, I did not see a dick print on their faces.
Exactly. Well, you know what? But you know what? He rubbed against them or whatever. I don't know what they're trying to say. I haven't read the whole court docket. I really don't know, and I don't even want to get that deep into the discussion of what is, and what charges they're going with.
We just find it funny that you just, you know, Oscar Mayer Wiener thing.
Yeah, I just had to do that Oscar Mayer Wiener thing because that was freaking hilarious. But yeah, I mean, come on, bro. Do better. Kids ain't shit. I mean, but it's like what the hell, man?
It's like, what an intro for a show.
Yeah, why don't you do some cocaine and some other shit rather than touch women?
I don't know. The touching women is fun.
But,
no.
Well, but you know what's interesting, though, is if this goes out and everything comes down and it boils out as a conspiracy or this lawyer is doing all this other crap, now you got a chance to really – that is the only way I think he really cleared his name. But the point is, somewhere, somehow, this had to have actually happened. You're not going to tell me that he didn't go to these people or there's a bunch of other people he's already been to that have not come forward yet, that he's gone and someone, you know, recognized who it was and it was such a big fan and he got, you know, he's like, hey, cool. And he's like, I'll do that. Okay, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to sit there and tell me he don't get a reach around.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, like I said, just that one from the article I read, she said, oh, it was consensual. That case is thrown now.
Well, one came out and said earlier today that she just came forward saying she broke out the mace. It's interesting, and you know, and I'm waiting to see, because you know, any good lawyer is going to come after those people in their backgrounds.
Yeah.
But it's really going to think, and here's another conspiracy theory for you. All this came out after he demanded a trade. And the Texans weren't going to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theories, people think that the Texans may have leaked something. Or someone within the Texans organization. Or got something started. Other conspiracy theories also believe that maybe Sean did this. So he all of a sudden doesn't look like a good person. And the Texans don't want him anymore. Because, you know, McNair, before he passed away, wouldn't sign any criminals or anybody with a suspect background.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's all kinds of conspiracy theories. If he did that, that's a dangerous play because he may never play in the league again.
Yeah.
Because the league is going to investigate his ass too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. It's sad because he didn't seem like that kind of a person, but you never really know. That's the sad thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, I know. Didn't mean to start off the show with the wiener hanging out there, but you know we had to. It was just a dangling part of simple, and it had to be explained why. So go slap the bitch with a wiener. And
God dang.
All right. Oscar Mayer wiener.
Well, other than the wieners that you, I don't know why you're looking up at wieners, but.
I'm not throwing the wiener.
Well, I don't know. I mean, look, did you get slapped in the face?
Nice.
So how was your week?
Wiener free.
Wiener free. I know you were very successful in Uber.
Yeah, and you know what? The funny thing is on my way over here, leaving the hospital, it's glowing still. Now, I'll make it real quick for you. I just, by out of the blue, I was coming home Thursday, and I was stuck on 610, and I was talking to the wife. I just happened to look at the app, like, holy shit. And I told the wife, it's like, well, dude, she goes, go ahead if you want to. You ain't got to rush home. So I said I went ahead and did it. So I did it till, like, I was going to be off a half a day on Friday. I figured I'd go in a little bit later if I need, you know, if I stayed out late. But then I got a call from my sister saying my mom went into the hospital. I was like, oh, freaking hell. So I called my boss. He told me I could take the day off. So I figured, okay, I was going to go see her right then and there. But visiting hours were already over. So I said, okay, maybe I'll just go tomorrow. But then I realized the hospital still has that thing where one person goes in, no one else can. Like, yeah. If you were to go see, I couldn't go. You would only be the person allowed to go all day.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to do that to my sister because she would be able to go and I wouldn't be able to, you know, because I was going to do other things. So why would I do that? So I said, okay. So I Ubered. And it was crazy, man. I was getting rides 15 minutes here, 20 minutes here, but I was still having to drive a good distance to people. The only good thing, again, was this time was I was actually getting rides on the back end that were just as long. So it's like, okay, 15 minutes to this next person. Oh, I'm going 28 minutes. Okay, cool. Oh, 12 minutes to this person. Oh, I'm going 15. Okay, cool. Oh, 30 minutes to this guy. Oh, I'm going 67 miles. 67 minutes. Holy shit. At a $14 surge. So, yeah. So, it was pretty crazy. So, I broke a little over 200 the first night. And I stopped at 11 o'clock.
Dang.
I started at a 3:30. So, I still had more hours to go. But I was tired. You know, I'd been up since 4, so I went home. It was a good night, right? So Friday, I'm doing this. I'm like, maybe I'm probably going to Uber. Friday was off, and we're doing all our things, everything. You know what? Maybe I'll Uber. So I went out. Went out again. This time, I made it all the way to 1 o'clock, but I was tired. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to go home. You know, and it was still glowing, bro. It was still bright red. It was ridiculous.
What? Okay, you know what's funny?
What?
This morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I saw it this morning.
My daughter mm-hmm. was, you know, she takes an Uber to work when we're not here.
Uh-huh.
She sat there and she didn't take the Uber. She asked her sister to take her. She says, I'll go in early. Just take me.
Uh-huh.
Because from here to Home Goods was $30.
Yes. And that's the thing. Everything is crazy right now. And it's because there's not a lot of Uber drivers out there. Like right now, look, it doesn't look like there's anything going on. But give or take a few minutes and that crap will all be red again. It's insane. I mean, I took somebody 3 blocks. Get this. For us, we're only charging $3 that night because I caught them on a non-surge. She told me the Uber driver that was there before didn't want to take her because he went off to go do something else because he wanted a bigger ride on the surge area. Lyft was going to charge her $25 for 3 blocks.
Damn.
And the next day when I took a guy, I took him 20 minutes down the road, it was like $40. He was cool with that. Lyft was going to charge him 100 and something.
Damn, no wonder everybody's – no wonder it's surging with Uber because –
yeah, because Lyft is out of their fucking mind. And then the other problem is there's not a lot of Uber drivers out there. Because I think everybody got that stimmy. Most of them got the stimmy. Maybe people don't want to come back out there just shit with the COVID until they get the shot. I don't know.
I haven't got no stimmy. Well, fuck me. Why?
Or maybe it's... really? Not yet?
I haven't got no stimmy.
Oh, God. Well, then maybe the other thing is the fact I thought about this. Is the fact that Uber changed the promotions. Yeah. We don't have those great promotions like we did before. Now you got to get 60 rides. And like me complaining to them on the phone was like, how in the fuck is somebody like me and my cousin going to get 60 rides in one fucking night in 12 hours? Is you stupid? We're going to do a part-time anyway, so that's the story for the day. So, yeah, so I went home early that day. I mean, I went home about 1 o'clock. About 12:30. I got home about 1:40 because I was waiting the fuck out there. Yeah, 267.
Damn.
Imagine if I stayed out to 3. And when I looked at Houston, when I went to lay down in bed, it was surging 13, 14 at middle of downtown, and around the outskirts was like 10.
So you basically broke 5.
Close to 5, yes. And if I'd have gone out Saturday, I'd have broke easily over 6, maybe even close to 7.
Was it a Friday night when I called you and was talking to you?
Uh-huh.
Say we were supposed to double date with Kyle to BJ's Brew House.
Uh-huh.
Well, I have no idea what's going on with his wife's kids and everything because all of a sudden now they got the kids. This is supposed to be their week off of the kids. And
okay.
Kyle told me it's just complicated. So uh-huh. I understood. So he couldn't make it.
Okay.
They were down for it, but they couldn't make it. Because they didn't want to leave the kids there, you know, to mm-hmm. girls or teenagers, and they could, you know how girls can get.
I haven't seen them in a while, though.
Well, anyways, so when I called you and you were like, oh, yeah, I'm out here, I was like, oh, well, he ain't going. I was going to see if he wanted to join me in my.
No, okay, yeah. Now I was out there Ubering, and like, the cool part is, I had my stimmy.
And ass.
Hey, I did good things with my stimmy. You know, I wanted to be Deshaun Watson, so I went and got
shut the fuck 13
so I could throw a wiener everywhere. No, I paid off credit cards and I paid off bills. I paid off the most important things, and I had extra money. I had some stuff done around the house. I bought a new swimming pool and, you know, whatever. So I have, like, very, very, very little money. But if I go back and Uber, but then I went out on Uber that night. And so basically, I pretty much almost refunded. I could almost refund my entire stimmy back to myself, and I kept going.
Damn.
But I didn't. And so this weekend, I'll probably Uber, maybe move tomorrow night too. I don't know. And, you know, just do whatever and just till 9 and then go home a couple hours here and there and then do it Thursday and Friday again like I did last time. And I'll be back in the stimmies again. I mean, the stimulus. Because you think about it, man. Shit, $200 is not bad a night.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
And if you can get 200 from 3 to 10 on a weekday and then come back on a Saturday and do it, if I wasn't exhausted, I would have rolled. But the problem was I had a guy coming to my house Saturday morning. He was going to get an estimate on cutting the tree, you know, because of all the frost and everything else. And it was leaning on the house. So I was going to get to cut off the house and cut some other trim. It pretty much.
Like cut off the house?
The tree. get the tree off the house, you know. You know, I don't like the little things touching the roof.
Really, the tree's going to stay. I don't want to hurt nature. I'm going to cut the house.
That's right. I'm going to slice the house. But, yeah. And then so I wanted to do some other things so I could put the pool in the back so there would be no shade over it. And then, you know, get some of the other stuff taken out of the yard. So he's coming over to give me estimates, right? So he came over, but he was supposed to be there at 8. So I got up at 7. So I went to bed at 2 and got up at 7. So I was exhausted Saturday. Yeah, he didn't show till 9:45 because he couldn't. He had an emergency. That's okay. That's fine. So my day was pretty much screwed. That's why I was too tired. I never even relaxed because I went out with the wife and did some stuff. And so I never got my energy back. But yeah, but he was, the trees was way too much. I was like, okay, but you can come get this trash next week? Okay, cool. Can you do it this week? Oh, no, I can't. My house burned down. Bro, why'd you come here if your house burned down? You could have just told me that we'd have been okay. But I'm like, oh, my God. But, yeah, so that was how my weekend went. I went and tried that new Maine, Texas chick, the Roach truck, and off of Westheimer right there, over there by shit. It's past the Canes. It's like one street, two streets down past the Canes. It's on the right-hand side. Have you seen it, Houston, Maine chick? Houston, Texas, Maine chick or whatever the hell it is?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, you need to go try it. It's really good. It's let me see if I pull it up for you, brother. It's I tweeted about him. And it's Maine chick, hot chicken Nashville style, and that's what we got right there. And it was good. It's like it's like chicken bits on top of waffle fries, cooked, deep fried, and they got cheese sauce in their sauce. And you can get them from low mild all the way to Cluckett.
Damn.
And Cluckett is 2 steps above hot.
Damn.
So, yeah, but I only got hot. I didn't do the Cluckett. I'll probably do the Cluckett the next time around. But, you know, so it's there. They got another empanada place thing right next to it. And then they got a taco place there. And they got another one, hamburgers. But, no, it looks like a taco rolled up.
Is that area by, right there by Treasure? Where they? I think that's where a lot of the food trucks are.
No.
There's some food trucks
all over. Canes, that 24-hour Canes over there on Westheimer.
Okay, I know. Further down.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's right down there.
Yeah, because I remember dropping off somebody over at Treasures, and then, you know, instead of coming out, I went all the way to the back.
No, this is further down. You got to go down Shepherd all the way down and hang a left on Westheimer.
Okay.
And so you got to go that way. So you know where I'm at now.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was really good. My wife loved it. She's like, oh, man, it's great.
Yeah, was it I finally, this weekend, like I said, I had a great weekend as well. Mm-hmm. You know, and like I said, me and my wife went BJ Brewhouse. We went there because she loves this cherry glazed, it's like a Cajun or cherry glazed chipotle sauce that they put on the salmon.
Okay.
And she loves it. That's why she wanted to go there again.
Okay.
So I said, that's fine. I said, all right, we'll go there. And I said, this time I'm going to try the steak. See how their steak is. It's delicious.
Yeah, the steak, that's what my wife had that we went a couple days before you did. The steak and the chicken is what my wife had.
She had the tri-tip in the...
Yeah, the tri-tip thing. Oh, my God. That was insane. I tried it, too. I was like, oh, that's so good.
I was debating on the tri-tip. I ended up getting the ribeye, but it was delicious.
Yeah, tri-tip, yeah. I had a hamburger.
Are they big?
It was a good-sized hamburger, yeah. I'd been wanting a hamburger for so damn long. I mean, I hadn't had a hamburger in, like, forever. So I wanted a hamburger bad. So I was like, you know what? Give me a damn hamburger.
Did you get the bookies?
The who?
The dessert.
No, I did not. I didn't have no room.
They're delicious.
Well, I had ordered a freaking thing of cheese, that special cheese they got there, and my wife was doing her thing, so she couldn't eat that, so I ate the whole damn cheese. So you see why I didn't have no room for no damn dessert.
You clogged?
Huh?
You clogged?
No, I've been actually pretty regular, but it's kind of scary.
Well, anyways, so yeah, we did that, and then Saturday, we were lazy, we were tired during the day, but I forgot what we went to go do. No. Saturday we woke up, and that's when I went to Kelly's for the first time.
Oh yeah.
Me, my girlfriend, and my daughter and boyfriend. We went.
I saw the picture.
And we went there, and I was like, "All right, everybody talk about Kelly's. Let me go check out this Kelly's."
Uh huh.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm all like, I get this like big. I was like, I got the Grand Slam or their Kelly's Grand Slam. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting there, three eggs. I'm like, they're right. They got jumbo eggs. Mm-hmm. And I said, got the hash brown instead of the grits. I didn't know if I should get the grits or not. So I said, get the hash browns.
Right. Good move.
And then, because, you know, I like grits, but I just don't know how their grits are. And then I said, then the chicken fried steak. And it comes out on a separate plate.
Exactly.
I was like, that is one big motherfucker.
Yes, it is. But see, the last time I went, I got...
You added two pieces of bacon.
No, you get three, bro.
You added three pieces of bacon.
No, you just order bacon. They give you three or four slabs. I can't remember what it is, but it's nice thick ones. So this time around, instead of getting chicken fried steak and eggs, I got the steak and eggs. Ooh, boy. Damn, that steak was huge. It was on the same plate with the chicken, with the eggs, and the hash browns and everything else, but that's how I wanted it. Actually, no, it wasn't. It came on its own plate. I put the steak on the plate with the eggs because I like my eggs and steak juice mixed together. Wait a minute. I tell you, delish, bruh. Was delish. I gave my wife some of that steak. She goes, oh, my God. Yeah, I love me some Kelly's, bruh. My wife and me, we go to Kelly's for dinner, for brunch, for breakfast, whatever.
Yeah. It's a good place. So that was the first time I went to. It's over there, what, off of... Kirkwood and West, no, we're, yeah, that's Kirkwood, no, yeah. Or West Airport, one of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, one of those I did, but it's right there, yeah. It's delicious.
So, yeah, so that was, we had that for brunch.
What's so funny is the Denny's next door to it is all tricked out like an old school.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had that for brunch, and then later on, her and the girls did like a little girls' dinner night out, and they went to go eat sushi. Uh-huh. And so I was like, okay, since it was just the girls, it was me and.
Has she been to Sushi Choo Choo yet?
No, not. I think that's where they went before, but they went to was it Ichiban?
Yeah, they went. Yeah, there's that sushi place off of where we go down to Washington that people keep on raving about.
Yeah, I know.
But I just letting you know. But yeah.
Anyway, so and then later on that we went to go see my friend Gene.
Yes, I was.
And took a picture with him and everything. So it was a good night. We came home tired as fuck when we got home.
I was still Ubering.
We got home like around 2 something.
I was on my way home. I was about to lay down in bed. I was naked.
And so after that, you know, shut the fuck up. And Sunday, we were just lazy Sunday. That's all we were on Sunday.
Now, Sunday's when I went to get that Texas chicken. And then we went to go find Target and Walmart because we've been looking for little bluey things for my grandson. And my wife goes, look, cupcakes or that sweet cakes, whatever it is, the thing that was on The View and on Food Network.
Small cakes,
yeah. Oh, my God, Jesus Christ.
The one back here?
No, I went to the one in Houston.
Okay.
Oh, my God, Jesus Christ, this shit was good. Oh, I had a red velvet. She had a lemon.
We went to Small Cakes. That's right over here behind Kroger's.
Mm-hmm. And then I went back in and got another one. And I got the Rice Krispie Treat one. And I got the wife the chocolate. And then we got the pup cakes,
yeah. Tizzy ate hers too.
Yeah, Daisy ate both them suckers. She inhaled them. Like, but, and the other boys had theirs.
We like going like on Tuesdays there when I was off a week mm-hmm. for work. On Tuesdays when I was off that week, she goes, "Oh, my girlfriend." She would look at on Instagram mm-hmm. on the Rosenberg Small Cakes and see which ones are there. She's like, "Oh, this one's good. Can we go there?" Like at lunch, we would go over here. So we go over there and we buy her a cupcake and me a cupcake. But then the lady in the back, she goes, she's seen my girlfriend's name tag from where she works. Mm-hmm. And she goes, oh, are you going back to work? And she goes, yeah. She goes, oh, okay. They give us like the rest of the cupcakes that are...
Small Cakes Richmond?
Yeah. She gives us the rest of the cupcakes that we can take, you know, that they didn't sell. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they're about to be not fresh anymore.
Right.
So she gives us all those cupcakes and she takes them to work. And I said, we should just take these home. But we don't. She takes them to work, and then ends up everybody kills them at her job.
Yeah, those things are freaking good. Yeah, see, there's lemon drop. The wife had a red velvet. And they had like a Rice Krispie one, and I just could not help myself. So I didn't even know there was one here in Richmond, so that's a good thing. What time do they open? Are they open for a while?
Yeah, they'll be open till like 8 o'clock, 8 or 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Shit, if I get done cooking, I might be able to go over there and get one.
Well, anyway, so...
Get one for the wife. Take it home. She'll probably be happy for me.
So, yeah.
Actually, no. Can't do that. That was her cheat day. Can't do it to her now.
Like I said, everything was good. It's like right across from the Stripes.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know that. Damn.
Yeah, it's right there, right across from the Stripes.
The Strips.
Anyways, like I said, that was my weekend. It was pretty good. And like I said, back to work again. We did, work is work, you know. And we're actually been pretty busy when I'm at work. And now I'll be working from home the rest of this week. But now, I don't know, we kind of got a round table here real quick. We talk a lot of shit right now.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I know. I mean,
and this is going to be pretty big episode. So I think we're just going to jump into the movie reviews we got. We got the Snyder Cut and Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Before we get to that, though, have you already got your Godzilla Kong tickets yet?
No, I haven't got my Godzilla Kong tickets.
Yeah, I got to get my Godzilla Kong tickets. I just got to see who's all going before I buy them. Because, you know, I'll buy two and then somebody else get pissed and they want to join us. I'm like, I don't know what you're doing.
Anyway, so we'll jump into that. We'll do Winter Soldier first since that was short.
Sounds good.
It's just one episode. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get to the 4-hour Snyder Cut movie. Anyway, so Falcon and Winter Soldier started off really good.
And it started off as being the most streamed thing ever on Disney.
Wow.
It is the most. Yeah, I forgot the numbers. It was stupid. Stupid numbers. The day it came out, the numbers of streaming it were like in the millions and millions. In the millions of the Rocks fans.
Well, I forgot. I did watch Raya and the Last Dragon, too.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that one yet.
Well, anyways. Falcon Minister started off great with the Falcon and everything, what he's going through, and then that mission where they had the whole action sequence was fucking awesome.
That's the way it started, right? Oh, yeah, I'll go get him. Jumps out. We got to be tread lightly. Yeah, freaking, what is it, Redbird? What's his thing? The little Redbird?
Yeah.
Has some upgrades.
Yeah.
Shoots fucking missiles now. Like, what the hell? But yeah, it was that scene was like, dad, I just set the tone.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
But then there's a lot of fucked up shit, you know. I like how they show how Bucky's coping, how his brainwashing was gone, but how he's coping with.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. How he's going back after the people, you know, like the Hydra doctor or whatever.
Yeah.
He goes, I've taken care of my issues. I'm just here to take you to the cops. You know, how the fuck did he say it? Oh, I'm handling my issues. I'm redoing work, so undoing what I did as a Winter Soldier. But he said it so nicely, and then the cops show up.
Yeah. And then the whole thing with him, like, going to the people that he killed, innocent people that he killed.
Dude, that is probably the most, that is like, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't know what he did. Obviously, the Winter Soldier, he had no control over that. He killed that dude's son, man, and that dude doesn't even know, and he's hanging out with him and taking places. How do you think that man's going to feel when he realizes, or Bucky tells him, I killed your son?
Yeah. And then you can tell Bucky's just like how Captain was and how how Falcon was when they were, you know, he was sleeping on the floor.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
not
yeah.
used to the bed.
Yeah, you see the psychological issues he's going through, which is another cool part for me. I was enjoying watching what he's dealing with, and he goes to the psychiatrist. Really? Writing? Right with the tablet? Really? Okay, fine. Da da da. You know he wears gloves too now. Tied his hand.
Yeah. Yeah, I know why. And then the bad guy that the Falcon and that one guy are trying to...
Dude, his army friend, he got fucked up.
Yeah.
He got fucked up. Yeah, so what do you think? Super Serum? Another Winter Soldier maybe? Or what do you think? Or possibly Sleeper Cell or what? Or he just wrote it up?
I don't know. Probably, I'd say probably maybe another Winter Soldier that was out there.
How you like the mask and how they?
Yeah, that was.
It was a trip.
It was good.
What do they call themselves? The
Flag Stompers or something.
Yeah, that's like, oh yeah. Everybody shows up, just put on a mask and you do it, and then they run, and they're like, what the hell?
And I believe when Baron Zemo shows up, I think he's the one in control of them.
Yeah, I heard he's going to wear the mask.
Yeah, he's going to be. The comic book Baron Zemo
that we've seen. That's going to be freaking awesome. Oh, man, that's crazy. But yeah, I also like how the Falcon goes home.
Yeah, and then that was fucked up too. The way the bank treated him. Mm-hmm. The fucking banker, as much as he was trying to be a nice guy, he was a fucking asshole.
Yeah, but, you know, been gone for 5 fucking years. How the hell do you expect me to have any damn...
Yeah, you know, it was the blip. I mean, come on.
You mind if I get a selfie with you? Really? I was like, I'd have slapped him.
Yeah, that's tough. But then the sister having to deal with everything, and then now the Falcons trying to, you know, Sam's trying to help her out. But I think the first thing that got to me was when Sam gave up the shield to the Smithsonian.
Yeah, and then, oh my God, the way it ended.
Oh my God, yeah, they did the comic book thing. You know who that is, right?
Yeah, they're supposed to be Agent.
Agent U. Oh my God, what the fuck's his name? But yeah, you notice him in his fucking crazy ass chin. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay, all right, nice try. You suck, bro. But yeah.
Even the sister was all like, that's fucked up. You know, she's like, look at this.
She goes, Sam. It was a trip, bro. It really was. I was like, son of a bitch. Let me see here. I'm trying to figure out what they called this fucking ass. And I'll tell you real quick. It was... Oh, yeah. The new Captain America, a.k.a. John Walker.
So he's a bourbon?
A.k.a. U.S. agent.
Yeah, U.S. agent.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so he is the new Captain America that they did. No, we should have said spoilers.
Spoilers? Well, if you haven't seen it yet, you got a problem. Yeah. I watched it twice, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Joaquin Torres was the guy helping Wilson, and then, of course, you know, Flag Smashers.
Yeah, Flag Smashers.
It's a trip, man. I'm like, damn, it's like... I was like, oh, this shit is good. This shit is good,
bro. Yeah. So, I mean, it did pretty good. Technically, they filmed it like an entire movie, so they had to split it for a show.
You know that this is only going to be 6 episodes?
Yeah.
Dude, they could have made this shit 10. Like, oh, how many was Wanda? 8?
Wanda was 8.
They could have made this shit 10, and they want people to watch
Wanda
this.
Was 9. Wanda was 9.
Yeah, people would have watched this like it was stupid, man. I'm telling you. This shit was the bomb. Was the bomb.com.
So, being for the first episode, how do you think it opened up as? And we do TV shows 1 through 5.
Oh, they set the bar high. They set the bar freaking high. Let's see here. I'm not going to go stupid. I'm going to give it a good 4. I think it was a good, strong showing. I think the background story on Sam and his family, how they started off with Sam and seeing what Bucky's dealing with, and then Bucky going forward, and then the new Captain America bullshit. Yeah, that is a good place. It was a Feige, right?
Yeah. Well, Feige, he's always a producer of all of it, so he runs it.
So, yeah, it was I think so.
So, yeah, you gave it a 4. I gave it 4.5, so.
Was the most watched series premiere ever for the streaming service, ahead of the premieres of The WandaVision and the second season of The Mandalorian.
Damn.
The Falcon and the Winter Soldier was the most watched title overall globally for that time period, including Disney plus Hotstar markets. It has a 93% approval rating.
So, can't wait to see the rest of them.
Yeah, I know. It is just going to be, it's going to be insane. There's even rumors that there could be a second season of this.
Really?
After MCU 4, at the end of Phase 4. So it should be pretty interesting to see what happens there. But, I mean, you know, you can't really talk about everything. I mean, we pretty much discussed the entire episode, including the scene where the guy got beat down in the street. But the whole scene with him flying to the helicopters being blown up and the missiles chasing him going in between the mountains and him scraping the wings up against the rocks and then and going between it and gets the guy through the helicopter. Now, that was pretty badass before he went in Libyan airspace. It's like you see him fly, right? It's like, whoa!
And then he had, what's his name, the MMA fighter that Captain America fought.
Oh, yeah.
Jean-Pierre.
Uh-huh.
His character, he reprised his role as the bad guy again, mm-hmm. as he is, and he's still wearing the same shit.
Mm-hmm. But man, it was pretty cool. Dude's wearing the bat suits, the wing suits.
Yeah,
it's like that's pretty cool. But dude, the Falcon has rockets, bro. He's gonna catch you. You ain't Batman. But yeah, Disney man, that's a good series. It's gonna be. I think it's gonna live up to the hype. I think it's only gonna get better.
Yeah.
And I can't wait. I don't know how the rest of the series are going to do after this one. Because I told you, this series was one of the most anticipated ones to come out. So I loved it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. I was like,
it's
I was
funny. I told my boss, hey, did you see it? He goes, shut up. I'll have to kill you if you say anything. How have you not seen it, man? It's been the most watched show ever. It's like, the man didn't even see the Snyder Cut.
Well, you got to take some time on Snyder Cut.
Yeah, I know. It's a good time to go take a shit.
I saw it twice.
Two shits?
I saw it.
Dude, that's...
All right, now we're going to jump into the Snyder Cut now.
Okay, you watched it eight hours.
Yeah.
You didn't click forward a little bit on some of the
stuff. No.
Damn, bro.
Dude, when I watch show, if I'm going to watch a movie, I'm dedicated and I watch the whole thing. I don't skip shit.
I don't skip shit either. I watch the entire fucking thing. Matter of fact, I even rewinded a couple of spots to hear the shit again. I was like, the whole Alfred shit? Well, maybe a man brooding in a cave shouldn't be the one out there recruiting. I was like, go ahead.
But, all right. The way it started, I liked how it started with actually the death of Superman there.
Yes, and that made tons of sense to why he did that. And then you understand later in the movie why. Oh, spoilers, guys, because we're going to talk about everything here.
Yeah.
You've had to have seen this by now. The mother boxes. If you, we can always go back to the other one as well. Remember how the other one just starts off with the mother box cracking and opening up on Themyscira? Well, now you know why these fuckers come awake. Because Superman died.
Yeah, they realize the Kryptonian is gone.
And how the yelling, like he yelled when he was dying and he stabbed, and how it was funny how it was like a wave.
Yeah.
And it just went across the world. I was like, that is bad. And it just goes, oh, like, that was fucking amazing. That was, I took my hat off to him right there. It's like, holy shit, that is a great way to start this movie.
Yeah.
That is amazing. So you bring me back in with Superman and Doomsday are both dead. And you see Batman and Wonder Woman's kind of like, and then you see the Atlanteans like, and the Amazons, and you're like, and even Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
And you see Lex Luthor with the images of Steppenwolf and the mother boxes.
Yeah.
And I like this version of Steppenwolf.
Fuck yes, the other Steppenwolf looked like a bitch. I mean, don't get me wrong, he looked okay. But this Steppenwolf looked like he had the fucking armor that Thor's metal guy had in that one where that he attacked the thing, but it was moving. It reminded me a lot like...
And and when it went over his head, it wasn't a helmet. That was actually how his head was shaped.
Yeah. What was cool part was like it was moving. It looked like he was doing Stark tech.
Yeah.
It was like nanobots? That was pretty cool. And the little spider thing that would come down and get on people's head like fucking Megatron?
Yeah.
I was like, that's fucking bad. And I was like, okay, fucker. But that's badass.
Now.
You want me to say what I felt the best parts of the movie was to me?
We're going to break it down.
There is, okay, first of all, I'll take that back. You know I'm a DC guy. You know I'm a Marvel guy. You know I love Batman, Harley, and Joker. And this movie was everything and anything I ever wanted DC to be. This movie here, I think, personally, put DC where it was supposed to be on the map. This is the movie that should have came out. Not that shitty movie we saw. Even this movie was 4 hours. That was fine. This is the movie that should have come to the theater.
Yeah, and you can tell when you watch it, because if you watch the old one and then you watch this one, you can see where Josh Whedon just cut a lot of shit out of this.
And you can also tell where there's different verbiage.
Yeah.
I mean, there are different lines and not different. Like, you know, I don't want to jump so far ahead, but oh, yeah. So that death scene.
Yeah, so we saw that. Now we know how the mother boxes woke up.
Mm-hmm.
So now we see that. Let's go to the battle of, let's see, from there. Then you see, like, it just went to Batman going, you see him camping out.
Yeah.
And then heading to look for Aquaman.
Huh? That was cool, because Batman went over the mountain, and, first of all, you gotta love how he did it. Part one.
Yeah.
The recruiting or whatever, the bat. Don't count on it, Batman, or don't count on it, or whatever. And, you know, all the way through the epilogue, it's like, that is amazing. I was like, dude, is Quentin Tarantino directing this shit? But it wasn't in reverse, so I was like, okay. But the cool part about that for me was when he did that, and when they were talking in the bar, and how that's impossible because helicopters have been grounded. It's like, dude, he fucking did that shit when he went and saw Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, that's fucking Batman, bro. So I was like, hell yeah, show us that Bruce Wayne's a bad motherfucker. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that was pretty cool. Of course, then you get to the bar scene, which was...
Totally different lines.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different lines. And these made more sense.
And then Batman can speak the language, too.
Yeah.
Bruce Wayne.
But it was funny was, well, there's one thing, I don't know, Kyle kind of told me this. He didn't like this part. I kind of did, but I didn't think they didn't have to go that long with it. But one, there was a lot of slow motion in this movie.
Yes.
But it didn't bother me. It didn't bother me, but then it bothered me. Sometimes. The second time I watched it, I was like, oh, they didn't have to do that in slow motion. There was some parts where you didn't have to do that. But the part where you see Aquaman go out into the water and, you know, dressed like a bat, you're crazy Bruce Wayne, he takes off. And then the girl starts singing.
Yeah.
That's when you realize that that's how he connects the humans with the Atlanteans, because they think he's a god. And that's what the Norse singing that they're doing. But I didn't think they'd have to go through the whole singing of the entire song in that part. They could have just kind of faded it out a little
bit. I thought it was fine because you also saw Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
But you saw the women's faces as they were singing and when they were done. I thought that was kind of a good touch. It's kind of much. It is. But it was fine. It was okay. Well, I was fine by that.
Yeah, I was like, it was fine. It's like I said, I was just, it's a bit.
You just dressed as a bat.
And then you see him talking with, when flying back for more recruiting, looking for Barry Allen. And there wasn't that whole scene where, remember, they were talking in the woods about the mother boxes?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then a cyborg was hiding in the woods. They didn't do that.
No, but you did see the scene where Aquaman went back and then his Willem Dafoe shows up.
Yeah, long hair.
And they have the discussion, take your mother's trident, you know, before. So that set up Aquaman. And, you know, his brother Orm was in charge. You know. I was like, oh, yeah. Again, this is the part where they start talking about the stories about Aquaman's, how he became Aquaman. And then they do the Barry, they do the cyborg. And then Wonder Woman. I thought that was great. But now, they didn't really do much of Wonder Woman because you already knew Wonder Woman's story.
What I liked was now you have a better character development of Cyborg and the Flash this time. My brother kind of said on the Flash part, he said that it didn't feel like Barry Allen Flash. It felt like Wally West Flash. But I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. That's what my brother was thinking.
No, it was, to me, it was Barry Allen. He was like, you got to remember, it's at the very beginning.
Yeah.
So he's still not, you know, but he ran to Iris.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fucking Iris. Like, amazing.
And he, what's funny was in that whole scene, which I like it because you got to see more about how Flash is, about how Barry is and everything like that. And the fact that he went to, he sees her and he's there, he's going so fast, and then he sees the hot dog, he's like, oh, yeah. Puts the wiener.
Who's going to bring sticks for the dog? You want to start on Monday? He was cool. I like him. He's a good Flash in the movie. It was good. That was a good part, too.
And then you see how Cyborg and his dad were.
Yeah, yeah. Which is another good thing because it also reminds me, if you watched the Disney cartoons, you watch War, that's the interaction they have too.
Yeah.
And when Shazam comes into the picture too, so that made it even better. So I was like, okay, this is great.
They show the accident.
They show the football game, the empty seat.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man. So this is great.
But yeah, it was really good. And then they show how Cyborg was made and everything. I don't want to jump a little further on that, but let's see. So we saw that. We saw the Aquaman part. That, like I said, that was good. You saw how Steppenwolf was trying to find where, I jumped too far. They were with Themyscira.
Oh, yeah. He whooped ass.
Yeah. There was in there. He comes in, boom. And I was like, all right, here comes the fighting. Women, they're just fighting all, and you see how strong he is.
Yeah, and he's in that outfit, and then you get to the part where they close the dome.
Yeah, which,
but this time the dome falls into the water.
She goes, "Man, the hammers!" And they start breaking, and she's running and sliding and everything. And then all of a sudden, there goes the thing. And I was like, "Why'd you shut the door if you're just gonna drop the?"
So they can't get out.
But so still, water. Either way, he got out.
Of course, he got out. But that was pretty cool. And then you see him fuck him up.
Yeah, you see how he was. And then when he sat there, I'm actually glad they took the family stuff out of where they were at, where he was making the base. Steppenwolf.
Yes, yes, that family, yes. That was great. Where he had to say that family later. Yeah. It was not necessary. I thought it was stupid. I liked the part when he gets the mother box and he's doing this and he reaches out to Desaad.
Yeah, that's who the other one was. I forgot the name. Because I know he had, I forgot it was, this. I guess, Desaad and Granny Goodness.
Yeah. But since he reached out Desaad, I was like,
oh. I like how they did it with that stone thing he put the mother box in. It formed the way they looked.
Yeah, that's fucking Desaad, though. I was like, fuck. Desaad is stronger than Steppenwolf.
Well, yeah. And, like, we knew how strong Steppenwolf was. He was whooping some ass here. But then.
He ain't shit compared to Desaad.
Yeah, he was, you know, like he wasn't kneeling to Desaad, but he was looking up to him.
Oh, of course, because Desaad right. Whoop his ass if he wanted to. But, well, you know, he was, no. Well, yeah, I know what you're saying, but also at the same, he kind of knows where he's pecking, where he stands.
Yeah, but now we all saw, this is what I like, the character development when they showed Darkseid. Now, when they brought in Darkseid, you saw Steppenwolf, as strong as he is with everybody that we have here, he instantly went to his knees because he knows Darkseid's the
Yeah, that's Lord Dark. That's oh, that was cool how he backed away and knelt.
Yeah,
oh, hell yeah, that was shows you the ultimate power of the Darkseid control, the commands.
Yeah,
who he is. That's Lord Darkseid. So what do you think they were like for Darkseid?
Yeah. So when I saw that, I was like, that was for nobody that's ever known, nobody mm-hmm. that reads the comics. Looking at that scene will tell you how powerful Darkseid is.
How scary yeah. of Darkseid everybody is. But you know what? Desaad, okay, here's the thing. You brought up a good point. Steppenwolf kneeled quick. Steppenwolf was not in Darkseid's favor at the time.
Yeah.
So even if he was in his favor, he still would have knelt fast. Desaad is a little bit of an asshole. He's a little bit, sometimes, Desaad got to get bitch slapped sometimes by Darkseid to remind him. But Desaad is, he's, I don't know how to describe him. He's more of a, he feels like he's Thanos' right hand. Like I mean, he pretty much is. But
Thanos?
Yeah, Darkseid's right hand. Like, he is like the extension of him. And then in the way he is. So he gets a lot more free reigns, a lot more, you know, Darkseid cuts him slack.
Yeah.
So that's why you don't see him having to kneel. I mean, he'll just do the bow. Not to take the whole fucking knee to the ground and bow your head and kiss your ass goodbye. Not like Steppenwolf. I was like, bitch. That's right. Of course, when Steppenwolf bowed, I was like, for Darkseid.
Oh, yeah.
I took a knee too.
For Darkseid.
You know, man, I love me some Darkseid, bro.
So.
But I love the battle. They showed the battle when he tried to take Earth.
Oh, yeah, the first time.
But he didn't know it was Earth.
Yeah.
He just thought it was just a shitty ass planet. And the Atlanteans, the Amazons, men, Zeus, freaking Ares,
the Lanterns.
Kilowog, and Tomori. Yeah. They were there. Tomori's the one who got killed. But I think it was supposed to be Tomori or whatever. But then he saw the little ring get up and he tried to grab it and it flew away.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fucked up. But he stabbed it, dude. I was like, oh. And then you see him hit him with the sword. Like, oh, fuck. Because he wasn't yet super powerful at that point.
Yeah, he wasn't all the way yet.
Yeah. So then you see the Omega Beams when he, oh, fuck.
That was a little bit later.
Yeah.
That was on the post-credit scene when.
But that was the, that's the vision, the nightmare that.
Yeah, Batman that Batman had.
Yeah, and I'll tell you a little bit about that in the comic book versus the movie. But yeah, dude, seriously, that whole Desaad. You know, him and freaking, you know, I was like, oh.
And then, you know, that's when we kind of get to the cyborg and everything. We see how his dad is and everything. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing, even with him meeting Wonder Woman mm-hmm. and seeing how that, like, she's like, you're still trying to reach out. You're still trying. Mm-hmm. That part was still there, kind of. Except, you know, they kind of threw the F-bomb in there now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A little bit more swearing, which was perfect. It was fine. It was perfectly placed.
Yeah.
I like how they show Lois going back and forth to Superman's. Memorial.
Thing. Yeah.
And then.
Did you know the cop that she brings the coffee to? Mm-hmm. That's Jimmy Olsen from the original Superman.
Oh, I didn't recognize. Yeah. I didn't recognize that. I didn't look close enough.
He's bald headed. He doesn't have the curly hair like he had.
I didn't see the face. I didn't
Christopher Reeves?
I didn't pay attention to that.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, my gosh.
That was him. He also played in the Josh Whedon one. Mm-hmm. He was the security guard that called Batman when Barry Allen showed up to the.
Okay. You also noticed that when they did the Wonder Woman scene, too, it was also a little bit different.
Yeah. All the Wonder Woman scenes were different.
It's the bank thing. I mean, the museum where they try to blow it up and everything else.
That was. This version was way better. You saw how fast she was. You saw how she didn't give a shit. You saw she grabbed the guy, threw him, and you see the blood.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was like Wonder Woman already knew these guys were evil. It was, yeah. I was like, that's freaking, and you just see her doing this, and you're seeing, like, it was intense. I was like, oh, that's great. Of all the people in this movie, Steppenwolf, the Zod, Darkseid, Superman, okay, let me go back. Wonder Woman, Lantern, Flash, Cyborg. You know how they got their new stuff and how they look pretty cool and pretty badass in their parts, even Alfred's parts in the movies. To me, the two people that got, like, complete revamped and completely badass in this whole movie was Superman and Batman.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to say Batman more. Batman was, like, fucking OP, bro. And I'll get to that as we go further down the movie. But, you tell me why he's not Batman anymore.
I don't know, but.
God damn.
We sat there, so.
Dude, Alfred was cutting the jibs at him too, man. Yeah,
Alfred don't give a shit. Alfred raised him. Alfred he tells
cutting him. Cutting him, man. He's like, damn, Alfred, Bruce Wayne gonna kick you out.
And so you know, we talked about Barry Allen. You saw how fast he was and his shoes rip and mm-hmm. then everything. But then you realize he knows that he can go. He even says it like later on. He's like, I can go pretty fast. Where he knows he can go back in time.
He goes, I can't break that rule. That's the only one. That's the cool part.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, it's like, ha ha.
And so they were wondering how powerful the mother boxes were. Like I think we're kind of jumping around a little bit because mm-hmm. it was so much of a movie.
Yeah, you can't really. It's kind of hard to.
Like when Stephen, after he got the mother box from Themyscira, that was the scene where they were going to shoot the arrow.
Yes.
That was all different than what they had before.
Yeah, that's when Diana goes down and sees the whole dark side shit.
Yeah. That's when you see there in the ding and the door opens and she
goes. Of course, she tells Bruce and everything and like, that's already here, Bruce.
Yeah.
What did I say? You know, I paid millions of dollars for security. Yeah, it was pretty good. It only took me a couple seconds again. That's fucked up.
And the transport he was working on, it wants to fly, but mm-hmm. I can't get it to fly. Mm-hmm. Kind of shows you how smart they are, but then Cyborg kind of.
Yeah, because Cyborg can touch into anything.
Yeah.
Like his dad said in the videotape, the recorder, you are beyond any machine capable. You'll be able to do everything you want to, and that's going to determine what kind of man you are.
Yeah.
And
I like the fact now, when we see him flying, and then when he did a lot more than what but his dad was telling him, that's how he learned how to fly. Remember, and with Joss Whedon, he goes, well, I didn't know how to do that before. I can do it now. No, this time.
Yeah, you saw it.
This time his dad explained to him, you can do anything. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. You're going to do that. Yeah, you know, that's all I said. There's more character development, especially when he flew, covered his face, you know, for wind resistance.
Yeah, that was cool, too. I was like, whoa.
And then when they had the one mother box, and he goes, all right, they fought Steppenwolf in the water.
With the spider.
With the spider. With the bat spider.
And then,
but that was actually pretty good. This time, Barry wasn't scared mm-hmm. like he was before when they were going to – the whole Commissioner Gordon's still the same shit.
Yeah.
Well, that was rude.
Yeah.
But when they were fighting Steppenwolf there and everything, this time he didn't go up, but, you know, Steppenwolf just blew up the thing. And then you see Aquaman fly in.
Yeah, he holds it down like, you shall not pass. But then, you know, it goes and they eventually get out. But – it was at that point they knew that they weren't shit.
Yeah. And that's when I liked how Flash was, like I said, remember the first time he was scared. Mm-hmm. I never done this like this. Mm-hmm. This time he was, got to get the people.
Yeah. So, come on, this way.
But still showed his clumsiness when he was running in, and they still showed the touching of the sword.
Yeah.
And then, but then you see how they actually show him like, oh, he got hurt.
That was a trip. That was pretty cool. I like that scene. And I'll tell you, but that's a little further down.
Yeah, that, you're talking about that one. I'm talking about this one. He still got hurt.
Oh, yeah, he got hurt a little bit. But yeah, But I like when they're talking about how the mother box does this, and they discuss the mother box, what it does.
It can bring, you know, burn a smoke and there's fire, burn down the house, but this can actually make the house from fire. I'm like, what? I'm like, what? You know, it can reverse shit.
Yeah.
It can fix things that can be undone, and that's when they start. And he's flat, like, we're all thinking this, but we're not gonna say anything.
And this time Wonder Woman was for it. Yeah. It wasn't like this whole.
And then you see them put the image of Superman.
Yeah.
And that's when they realize that's why the mother boxes woke up, because Superman died. They were scared of Superman.
And the mother box that they had hasn't woken.
Was still asleep. And they decided, this is how we're going to do this. And they couldn't figure it out. And Barry says, I can do it. Like, well, no, that's when they first go to the ship.
Yeah.
And
no, that was funny.
We got to clear everybody out.
when they were digging up Superman. Out of the grave.
Oh, yeah.
Barry just sat there, looked at him. You know I can do this in a few seconds, right?
In nanoseconds, yeah. They kept on digging. He's like, scratch that off the bucket list.
But you find out that they were all there.
Yeah, that was cool.
Except for Batman. I think he was out doing something else. Because you saw Aquaman and Wonder Woman in the truck. And Barry and Cyborg were digging it.
But yeah, that was pretty cool. And then they get into the base. And the Cyborg tricks them.
Yeah.
And then the dad. That's pretty smart.
Really. That's where you see where he's actually being a father and made the sacrifice.
Well, that was before that. He knew when he saw Victor come in, he goes, that's when he changed his mind. Oh, no. Have nobody come in here. It's real.
Yeah.
The cool part was when he took the box.
Mm-hmm.
I'm jumping too far ahead. Obviously, everybody knows they go to the ship.
Yeah. Well, when they got the ship and they got to the thing and Cyborg connected to it, he was like, all this stuff was coming. Cyborg saw the image of Superman being changing.
Yeah, Superman becoming the Red Sun Superman.
Yeah.
Where he, because of the death of Lois.
Yes.
And which was, in the comic books, was caused by the Joker. And then Superman comes and kills the Joker by putting his fist through him. But this one isn't. This one is just, they just point out there the Lois Lane is the key. Obviously, the death of her is what causes Superman.
Yeah.
Because Lois has his baby at the time, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that's when the mother box is telling him, don't do this. But see, now here's what I'm wondering. Is the mother box saying, don't do this because it was afraid? Because Superman could kick its ass? Or was it afraid because it saw what was going to come to pass? Or was it just scared Superman didn't want him to come back?
Yeah.
Or was it doing false images?
Well, we'll talk about this a little bit later from what we heard. Well, anyway, so he said, no. He says, don't, but... And Flash like, go, and that's when he took off.
Yeah, yeah. And then Aquaman's like, this is a bad idea.
And then they do it, and the fight scene was different.
Yeah, but hang on. Did you catch what happened?
Which part?
With the cube. The mother box.
And Flash. Yeah, because Flash, it hit the water first.
Right.
Flash was fast enough where it backed up.
Because he pulled time back.
Yeah.
So he broke his rule right there. Touched it, and of course, the whole story happens. Superman's back.
Yeah.
And Superman whoops everybody's ass. Almost killed the cops.
Yeah.
Which is something you didn't expect. And it's like, dude, he just, what the fuck? He didn't even care. Like,
and then the whole thing, I was happy to see they kept it, that was part of Snyder Cut, where the Flash was going around to try to get around him. And then Superman's eyes just like, look, I was like, okay, so that was part of Snyder's cut.
The interesting thing is Batman didn't bring Lois this time. Lois came to him on her own, and Superman didn't ask him if he bleeds.
No, he didn't.
And he just fucked Batman up, slapped his ass up against the cop car, then burned those things off of him.
Burned
both of them.
Yeah, because you saw when Alfred was making it so he could take the heat.
Yeah, couldn't take Superman's heat.
No. Well, it took it enough where...
Yeah, Batman didn't lose his arm.
Yeah.
But it was like, holy shit. And then, of course, he leaves, you know, he goes back to his farm, and he starts to remember.
Yeah. With Lois, because she had him.
Yeah. And then, of course, then his mama shows up. But he made a good point there. He goes, I have to find out. They wanted me back, so I got to find out why.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
And then you see him fly back to the Kryptonian ship to pick the suit.
Yeah.
And you saw his regular suit.
That was the scene that gave me the chills.
Because you saw his dad's suit.
Uh-huh.
Then you saw his red and blue suit.
Uh-huh.
And then he ended up getting the black suit.
Yeah, but that's not the reason why I got the chills.
Where'd you get the chills?
You're a good man, son. Show the people
who you are. Oh, when here's his dad and...
Stand with this, Kal-El. You will make them strive and be better. Son, lead us. Show them who you are. You shall inspire greatness. You heard Kevin Costner and Russell Crowe. You heard his dad, Jonathan, and Jor-El. And that was, and the music. Okay, first of all, let's talk about this. I said this time and time and time and again. A soundtrack, music, whatever, makes the scene even more intense. Through this entire Snyder Cut from the beginning up to that point, even at that point, the soundtrack behind it was so powerful. I get goosebumps right now. It was that great. And, of course, you hear Russell Crowe talking, and you hear the dad talking, inspiring him, and like that. And then he takes the black suit. He's like, fucking A.
There was a point for the black suit.
Yes, because he didn't have his full powers yet.
One, he didn't have his full powers because, one, it absorbs radiation better because it's black. Of course, right. It's going to absorb the radiation. The sun. But there's also another hidden clue behind it for Snyder Cut. In reference to his daughter dying, the director.
Oh, okay, okay. I didn't know that. Oh, yeah. That's what it said for.
Yes.
Oh, but still, it made more. I mean, yeah, you can do that's fine because you can put that in there. But yeah, he does don the black suit because when he first comes back to life,
yeah, he has the black suit
on because he's not fully, you know, he's not fully Superman yet.
Yeah, they didn't do the whole Eradicator. They didn't do all those.
Which is fine. I was happy, and of course, you know, he's there, and then he does his thing. And I'm like. You can be a strong figure for them. You could lead. Fucking Russell Crowe, man.
And then you see him. He gets all that. Then they're already heading off to go fight Steppenwolf.
At that point, you should go find the scene and put those in there.
Well, was it... we had... after... We'll just kind of back up here.
When he wakes up, he flies away.
And all of a sudden, Steppenwolf shows up to go over there. But the dad runs in there.
And takes the box.
Takes the box and superheats it.
Yes, because the dad knew what to do. So it was sent off a signal. But then you knew what was going to happen. He's about to become the blip.
Well, yeah, because, you know, he heated up and he couldn't get out of the room because Steppenwolf showed up.
Yeah, and Cyborg was like, no. You know, that kind of, that actually showed you where Cyborg had forgave his dad.
Yeah.
And realized what his dad was doing. And thought of him more as a hero, which was a good feeling too. It was like, okay, great. That's good. That's real good way to close that up. That's perfect. And Steppenwolf takes the box.
Yeah.
Oh fuck! Here we go.
They didn't do that. And like I said, they didn't do the whole fucking thing where he's trying to look at the earth, all that shit.
Yeah.
They didn't show all that shit like that this time. This time they went and he goes, "No, Dad, superheated." Even Bruce was there. He's like, "Hey." He made it hot. He made it a beacon to find. And they used... when... That was funny. He goes, "I got the satellite. We got to get to the thing." And Cyborg's like, I'm already looking.
You got a satellite? I got six.
That was funny with him and Barry.
Fucking Batman. What's your superpowers again?
I'm rich.
Can I keep this? No, but at that point, then Cyborg fixes the jet.
Yeah.
It wanted to fly. And they get a plan of what they're going to do. And Barry's like, "Hey, we got a plan."
And so now.
Superman's not there yet. Of course, Superman comes to see
Alfred.
And which is really cool.
Yeah. So he talked to, you know, he's talking to Alfred. And Alfred tells him what's going on and what he's going to do. He goes, "All right." So he knows where to go.
And hopefully you're not too late.
Yeah. But then the whole thing with Batman trying to kill himself, feeling guilty for killing Batman, that's no longer a part of the thing. He's just.
No,
I'm there.
Here is my favorite part of the movie. Batman tells him, "We're going to do this. No matter what you see, stick to the plan." Batman went bat god, bruh. Without the Morbius chair. Dude, he was fucking shit up in his car. Fucking shit up after he got out the car. Took a gun. Took the big fucking laser. Batman was killing everybody. Batman's like, "I got this." That's like, what the fuck is Batman doing? Like, holy shit. Of course, Aquaman gets on, "All right, like a bat. You really are crazy." And then, of course, Cyborg catches him. He's like, "My man."
Well, this time it was different. He goes, "It's not the ride over there." And the original, he's like, "The ride's not over yet." And that's when he goes, "My man." Yeah. Now, this time he goes, "You're welcome.
My man." But yeah, you see Aquaman has a little craziness too.
Yeah.
But. It was a way different. It was a more intense battle scene with all the parademons in there. And Duke, seriously, Batman took it to the nth degree. He went insane.
Well, we kind of forgot something. When they got all the mother boxes
together
before they went for the attack, we kind of jumped into the
attack. Oh, yeah, we totally forgot.
We forgot that Steppenwolf got that vision of
Anti-life
equation.
Mm-hmm. And that's when he called back up there to Desaad and told Desaad this. And seconds later, Darkseid appears. And he drops. That's when he takes steps back and just drops. And that's when Darkseid tells him, you know, you'll give me back him at your favor. You'll be if you do this, da 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 da. And I was like, holy fuck, that's anti-life. That's the man time. I'm focusing what's going on forward to the next movie. Thinking, all right, shit, they're going to bring this guy now. The anti-monitor. And not the anti-monitor, but And then so I was like, holy fuck, this is going to be crazy. But I'm like, oh. But I was like, yeah. And that's when I got the heebie-jeebies when I saw Darkseid the way he was.
Yeah. I was like, oh. So now that he knows the anti-equation is the anti-life equation. Now he wants Earth. And so now here comes the battle where you see there goes Batman being, like you said, Bat God. Barry doing...
How in the fuck did the car take that much beat? He just kept on going. I thought when he jumped out of the chute... Oh, that was fucked up when he passed out of the chute and they were trying to shoot him in the chute.
Yeah.
Oh, Batman said, fuck you. But yeah, and then you see Barry doing his thing because he's got to get that charge.
Yeah.
And he's just running.
He's running all around mm-hmm. the thing and he's going fast. And you see him going, he goes, hey, where are you? Cyborg, they're trying to get to the boxes. Cyborg, and that's when Wonder Woman and Aquaman, and they're doing their thing.
They're like, second round? Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
And then you see, here comes Cyborg sitting there. Here comes Steppenwolf about to shoot him with a knife and cut him with the axe. And who jumps in there?
Superman.
Bing! He just looks at him. Blow, and that's when he already breaks the axe.
Yeah. Instead of the way they did before.
Yeah.
And then this time you don't see the fear. You know, the fear.
The hope.
But what the interesting thing was before all that, you see Barry Allen trying to, because Cyborg's trying to separate the mother box. He's waiting for Barry Allen to give him the thing. And that's when Barry gets hit.
Yeah.
And the boxes, you know, even before all that, what he says to Wonder Woman, why would you align yourself with these people? When you could have been with the Amazons, you might have saved them. Now, he was taunting her.
Yeah.
He was talking big shit. And Wonder Woman got pissed. And she got, actually, the look of her face was horror because she thought everybody was dead.
Yeah.
Which pretty much a good percentage of them were, but not her mother and whatnot. But it was like, I'm like, dude, how the fuck are you going to... I was thinking to myself, okay, you just told the second being almost strong as Superman that you just wiped out a whole family and she ain't shit and it's her fault. Talk about putting up poster board for motivation. You know, pissed off Wonder Woman, bro. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
That was not a good move. But yeah, he still was holding his own.
Yeah.
Easily. And then, I honestly think Superman went there, he'd have won. Easily.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the boxes combined.
Yeah, they got together. They finally got unite. They in sync. Mm-hmm. They got in sync. And Barry, that's when they shot and hit Barry. He goes, I got the wind knocked out of me. He goes, heal Barry. He's trying to heal fast. Mm-hmm. And you see him and he's all sitting there and all of a sudden it's like, too late. And then that's when the mother box.
Yeah, because really the connection is almost going to be complete. But you see Cyborg just kind of dissipate and everything happening. And you see Darkseid about to appear and Barry said, and then the music, dude, the music was like, oh. And you see Barry in pain, really trying to do it, really. And he just like, what does he do?
He heals it. He starts hauling ass. He goes, now he's reversing time again.
What did he create?
Another flashpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But this, it wasn't a big flashpoint. No. It was just.
Yeah, just enough to, kind of like when Superman did, Old Man Superman, when he went in reverse.
Yeah.
And made the Earth go backwards to change time. So.
Yeah, he went, and right as he's getting close to Cyborg, you see Cyborg reforming. Uh-huh. And everybody that died, everybody just coming back, and then he ding! Him.
And then he goes falling forward, as usual. The cool part was once he gets inside the Mother Box, and the Mother Box tries to fuck with him.
Yeah. Oh, Cyborg.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then you see when he starts pulling them apart what they look like. That was evil.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Superman! Superman, and then, ding.
And it wasn't like, it wasn't that bullshit where like, it's going to be some blowback. They just went on ahead and
yeah,
just.
Yeah, because I kind of got back and I want to live. They pull apart and yeah, I was like, oh. And then that's when the thing opened, you know, Darkseid's there and they're still kicking Steppenwolf's ass.
And that was funny. Aquaman impales him.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is where you see parts of superheroes that y'all don't see that
but
this is what you have to do with guys like this.
Yeah, but only certain individuals of the superheroes did that.
Yeah.
Flash didn't do it. Batman was killing, but he was killing the evil things, not Batman probably would have done it too. The two that didn't do it were Cyborg and Superman.
Yeah.
Superman punched him. Wonder Woman's the one to cut his head off.
Yeah.
I thought she cut him in half. Nah, man, she took the man's head, bro.
She took his head, goes through the portal where Darkseid just crushes his fucking head.
Yeah, like, oh, fuck this guy. He ain't shit. What did Zod tell him? I told you he would fail you. You were right. And then the hole closes.
Yeah, the hole closes. They're walking back, and they already know that they still need to conquer Earth because that's where the anti-life equation.
We now know it's there. We're going to get it. We'll do it the old-fashioned way. It means he's going to bring his armada. So I'm like, at that point, I think I wet myself. And then I was like, but yeah, the mother boxes are dead.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn. I was like, fuck that other cut.
And then, at the end, you see Batman shoot his gun, climbing up. They're already up there. Mm-hmm. He's the only one that's not up there right away because and it's Batman.
Standing up there, yeah.
And cool. He sits there and the Superman helps him up. And then I guess Cyborg fixed the plane real quick and it comes right back up, picks him up, and they fly off. And it's not that bullshit with the old plants and all the shit. Just
on top of the dome. How about Batman? I just got to knock louder to get in there to blow up the tower.
Yeah.
Fucking Batman was fucking beast mode, bro. I was like, hell yeah. I rewinded that entire scene, that battle scene, just to watch Batman go beast mode again. And then I also rewinded it back where Superman gets it with Jor-El.
Yeah.
And I also rewinded back when Barry saved oh my God. His wife. I'm drawing a blank.
His wife.
The reporter.
Lois Lane?
No. Mm-hmm. Flash slaves. What's her name? Oh my God. I can't think of his wife.
Iris?
Thank you. Jesus Christ. Drawing a blank. I don't know why I couldn't think her name out. But yeah, I saw that scene because of the funny thing with the dogs. But yeah, I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we saw that. And then how about the other little reveal?
At the end?
When you see...
I know what you're going to talk about. Hang on. But
when you see Superman's mother talking, I think, with Lois, trying to ask something. And then all of a sudden, her eyes turn red and it morphs into...
Yeah, Martian Manhunter. That's John Jones, baby. I was like, yeah, I knew it was the Martian Manhunter.
And that was the general guy that wanted to stop Superman in Man of Steel.
Yeah. And so I'm watching this, I'm like, ooh, okay. And then, all right, and then you see Bruce Wayne. You see him have that dream.
Yeah.
Let's go forward. Him, Cyborg, Mira.
Well, before that, you see they do the whole scene with Lex Luthor.
Oh, yeah, Lex. Yeah, he gets out.
And he's out, and then you see Deathstroke show up talking to him. And then this is the only thing I was like, what the fuck? When he was talking to Deathstroke, and he tells Deathstroke, he goes, well, Batman is Bruce Wayne. Mm-hmm. I was like, Deathstroke was like, I already know that. Because I was like, Deathstroke knows almost everything.
He didn't know that. Even in comics, he learns through somebody.
Okay.
And that's when and Batman's the one that fucked him up. You know they have a real, you know that one game is all about Batman Deathstroke?
Yeah.
On the PlayStation? Yeah. Yeah. There's only a few people in the world that can kind of hang with Batman. Deathstroke's one of them.
Yeah.
But, I was like, okay, that's cool. Why are we gonna? And he goes, oh, we do have something to drink about.
Yeah. And then that's when you go and you see Nightmare Batman. Now, that's Bruce Wayne having that nightmare. And then you see they're trying to hide. You see
Mary, you see Cyborg. You see him. You see Slade. Mary tells him, I will kill him for what he did to Aquaman. And then, Wonder Woman is dead, too.
Yeah.
And we now know Lois Lane is dead.
Yeah. And that's when
really don't know yet.
You don't know yet, but Batman looks at the mirror and is like, we stick to the plan.
You know about death, don't you?
And I like this version. I like how he made Jared Leto.
Mother, father, or how about a boy wonder? I was like, fuck, he didn't die, just go there. Batman's like, better watch your tone, I'll kill you. I will fucking kill you when this is over. It's like, fuck yeah. And just like, ha, 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 you almost got me. But yeah, but see, in the comic book, Joker's the one that kills Lois. And even in the game.
Well, this is where I told you. Where Joker's sitting there talking to him. Mm-hmm. And he sits there and, you know, he goes, pfft. Well, actually, before he shows, he goes, I've got the Joker card. The truce. Yeah. But he looks at him and he goes, how many timelines you got to change? Mm-hmm. I was like, holy shit, how many times did Batman send Barry back?
Oh, yeah, it makes you wonder, huh? So it's like, he gives him the card. Mm-hmm. Well, we have this. It's a truce.
And then you see Barry show up and then the helmet opens up. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, new suit.
But it was like, oh, my God. So I'm like, yeah, so like in the comic book, the Joker kills Lois. Superman comes down, gets pissed off, puts his hand through the Joker, killing him, which basically turns Superman psychotic.
What's funny is that after you see him with Lois dead, well, the thing is, too. Yeah, she's pregnant. Yeah, and you see him, you don't even know his look because she's burnt to crisp. Mm-hmm. And then who comes right behind him? Darkseid puts his hand on.
Yeah, Darkseid. Yes, exactly. So like now, you know, he's hanging with Darkseid now. And that's the visions that we think the Mother Box has had.
Yeah.
But again, Lois Lane is the key. She dies. Everything goes to shit. But the cool part was the thing that could stop that from all happening was the Martian Manhunter showing up and talking to Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. All right.
It was funny. Is it me? Maybe that was one of some of the when they had to come back to film again. And because actually it wasn't supposed to be Martian Manhunter.
Who was it supposed to be?
It was supposed to be a Lantern.
Oh, okay.
That's what's going to start the Green Lantern Corps.
Oh, okay. Actually, I like that it was Martian Manhunter.
But yeah, it was a good change. They used Martian Manhunter this time. But is it me? But when you saw Ben Affleck come out, is he a lot smaller than what he was when he first?
Yeah, he was different. He was a little bit different.
I was like, okay, he's not as buff as he was.
Yeah, he was. He looked a little bit different. He was not the same. It looked like it was almost superimposed, actually.
Yeah.
It was a little bit different, yeah. But I thought it was pretty cool. I was like, oh, yeah. Because Batman's the man. He got the team together. Yeah. And I'm looking at your room and look. Batman. 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 The Joker that laughs. Batman. Batman. Joker. Batman. Exactly. Who doesn't love fucking Batman? Where's Superman at? Nowhere to be seen in this house.
I can't find a good Superman... figurine. And every figurine I always try to find for Superman was like, oh, the guy wants $150 or $200-something.
I mean, you stop and think about it. I mean, this is really, one more scene we left out. When he's talking to the Joker, the Joker's making fun about the Boy Wonder. And he's like, when I held Harlequin and she was dying.
Oh,
the last breath, she told me to kill you slowly. I told her I would. I'm like, fuck! Why is Harley gotta be fucking dead? Oh, that's right, she is dead, but still.
I also have a picture of Batman behind you signed by, what's his name?
Jim Lee?
No.
Greg Capullo?
No. Mexican dude.
Oh, John Linares. Jim Linares?
De La Rosa.
No, who? Oh, you're talking about the other guy.
Yeah, Sam De La Rosa.
Yeah, Sam.
Yeah, that's his drawing.
Yep. Yeah. I don't care what you say. This Justice League was the best.
Yeah, this one was good.
Way better than everything else.
And I looked on it because my girlfriend never saw the original one, the one that came out. So I was looking on it. I was like, and they literally took it out. The only thing Justice League that's on there is Snyder Cut. Mm-hmm. So I told her, I said, look, we can watch it. I have it on Vudu so she can see it and see the big differences.
Yeah, it was great. But... I was just like, I'll probably watch it again, but I'll probably watch I don't know, man. It was so good. It was really good. I was very impressed. Now, if all Justice League movies can be made, that DC movies can be made like that, that'll be great going forward. I mean, I don't know if Snyder is a Batman per se. Because Batman got a lot of love in this movie. He got a lot. Superman went OP too. Don't get me wrong.
The only reason why there wasn't a lot of Superman because Superman dies.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And Batman was carrying the film, obviously. Yeah. But shit, Batman's the shit.
Now, let's before I get into a little news about the Snyder Cut real quick. What is your rating for this one? Now we do movies from 1 to 10.
Oh, I get this one. Even though with a few things, I get this bitch a 7.5, almost an 8.
Yeah, I was gonna give it a straight 8.
I am that much. I'm not gonna give that perfect that high because I still think there could be more stuff to be done to it.
The only thing I didn't like about it was there was a lot of the
singing.
Well, not the singing part, but there was a lot of slow motion that they didn't have to do.
I didn't care that sometimes, but I understand the introducing of the characters.
And some of it did kind of drag on in some spots.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I could have tightened it up a little bit here and there, and that's all. Only reason why I kept it like a 7.5. But other than that, it was outstanding.
Yes.
Way beyond the other one. And dark.
Yes.
Which is what I loved.
Now there's another cut coming out, I think either this week or next week. It'll be black and white. So it's another part. This is why Jared Leto was pissed.
Why?
A lot of these scenes, like the black and white scenes that we're going to see that are going to be released, they're Joker scenes.
Oh, wow. So he wasn't even that much in this one, but he's going to be in the next one?
Yeah, I think he's going to be more into it, but it's supposed to be heavy, you know, Joker. He did a lot of scenes for Justice League.
Oh, okay, cool.
From what I heard.
Oh, I can't wait to see it then.
So, yeah. Now, the Snyderverse, that's what they call this. Mm-hmm. That's where you had Man of Steel 2, The Flash, which that one is still in production and going. Suicide Squad, the new one. I don't know. It was supposed to be Suicide Squad 2, but mm-hmm. I don't know how they're doing it with the new one. They're still going to do Shazam, Battle of the Gods or something like that. I think it was coming like that. Mm-hmm. Whatever. And then
Black Adam, baby.
And then Black Adam. Not Black Adam, but The Adam. Mm. The Asian version of Adam is in the...
Oh, my gosh.
Was in the Snyder Cut. It's the one that took over the lab after his dad died.
Yeah, Ryan Choi.
Yeah.
He was also in the show. He was the Paragon.
Yeah. So...
You know he's a superhero, too.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, he was in
Adam, obviously.
But they're seeing how well it's going to do in the streaming service, how well the Snyder Cut, which it is blowing up right now. Like I said, I'm going to try to watch it again. I'm going to make sure you watch it again because if it does well.
The Joker still comes out.
Because the more and more this streaming does very well, WB is going to go ahead and Snyder said, I'll come back and finish Justice League 2 and 3.
He should.
And all the other ones, and he's actually going to include the reboot of Superman with J.J. Abrams. So we're going to see how that's going to go.
That's cool. See, the thing I'm thinking is, he does it on a streaming service. He can do the 4 hours. Mm-hmm. Everybody can sit home and watch it and pause it and go get some popcorn, come back, sit down. It's perfect. It's a great thing to do.
And then The Flash, that's what's going to change, like, because Ben Affleck doesn't want to be Batman anymore. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you got Robert Pattinson being Batman, but it's like, you know, like almost like Batman Year One mm-hmm. kind of with it. But this is Flashpoint. That's where it's going to bring Michael Keaton as Batman.
Cool. Very nice. The original Batman.
Yeah.
So, a little bit of news. Now, I guess since we're in news.
Oh, so that's how Mechagodzilla looks?
That's Mechagodzilla. Okay. You can see him in the final trailer, in the Chinese trailer.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've gone from that to that.
To Transformers.
He looks kind of rough, don't he?
Yeah.
Don't fuck some shit up? Now, if he looked like that any similar to that, I'd have shit my pants. Holy shit. But yeah, this way, so I can't wait to see it. So man, yeah, get your tickets. Godzilla vs. Kong needs to blow up because they need to make the next one.
I'm pretty sure they are. I mean, you and I saw the list of movies that are all coming on HBO Max and at the movies, that the whole thing. And the last one, which I couldn't believe, is Matrix 4.
Whoa. Fuck Matrix 4. I'm waiting for John Wick 4. Oh, they took a finger. Ain't that a bitch? Man, John. Good.
Well, anyways, that's our show. Like I said, this was mainly all about Snyder Cut. Snyder Cut was awesome. I do recommend everybody to go check it out.
I do recommend you go see The Falcon and The Winter Soldier as
that
well.
That one as well.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. And I'm going to tell you right now. Even though COVID has got us doing this whole thing and everything else, we can see a lot of stuff streaming. And that's fine and dandy. But there's some movies you can still go see the movie theater. And the theater's doing, at least here in Roseburg, they did a really good job of preparation and everything else. But don't forget, man, Matrix, John Wick, Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, Godzilla Kong.
I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, it's just ridiculous, these movies that are coming. And I can't wait. I mean, if you notice, I think I sent you the thing on the streaming service. You got Space Jam, Suicide Squad, Doom.
Yeah. So, the new version of Doom, which I like the old one, but I know the guy didn't finish the books, but this one, like, they made this one look way better than the original.
Yeah, I remember seeing the original, and I was like, why the hell? Okay, I know who's in this movie, but still. And then I saw the new, I was like, oh, I'm going to watch it.
is it going to be like the other one, like a 3 or 4 hour movie also?
Who cares? On a streaming service, who cares? You'll watch it, man. I'm saying it. It's great. But anyway.
Any final thoughts or no?
Yes, I have a big final thought. If you're going to go out and about the town, don't be slinging the wiener around. I'm your boy Deshaun Watson. Oh, wait. I'm your boy Mick One.
And I'm Rick the Rizzo. We out.
Well, you know what, guys? That's a hell of a show. And if you really love listening to us, you can catch us everywhere. You can catch us on our radio stations, Beyond the Dawn Radio. You can catch us on WBLZ Media / Iconic Radio. You can catch us on Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, and Anchor. We're everywhere, peeps.
Thank you for joining us, thinking shit through one podcast at a time.